الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ادعوني أستجب لكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة وقال الدعاء سلاح المؤمن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this worldly life, every day, in fact every moment, we are going through some kind of situation. Sometime it is good, suitable, comfortable, and sometime is miserable, difficult. Now, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us a way of life in form of Islam. So in the Holy Quran, in Mubarak Sunnah, in tradition of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a perfect example to deal with each and every situation and circumstance. Normally, basically, every individual is one of the two conditions. Whether it's good condition, everything going smoothly according to his plan, no worry, no concern, or he is facing some difficulties, hardship, trial, tribulation. So whether he is in good condition or he is in bad condition. So there is no third condition. Right? In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect example for us to follow, has set up and display his practical example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took him with each and every avenue. And all those things, circumstances, situations could fall upon human being, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through it. And practically, he has shown to the Ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah how to deal with good condition and how to deal with bad condition. When you are happy, how you should act. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. So if we are going through with good condition, we have to appreciate it and we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us that good condition, good opportunity. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is for our own benefit. Allah doesn't require our thanks. He is independent. But this is the lesson taught to us, that if you are going to appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mah of Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite mercy will increase for you. Or you are happy with this and you are appreciating, let me increase it. Enjoy more. And if you are going through some trial, tribulation, hardship, because this dunya, darul mihan, darul imtihan, each and every one came in this world, he has to face some trial and tribulation. No one is going to be exempted. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went through most difficult situation. Why? For Ummah to understand that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you, أَفَ حَسِرْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are thinking you are just been created by Allah and you are not going to go through any difficulty and hardship? No. Allah is going to test you. Sometime physically, sometime mentally, sometime emotionally, sometime financially, sometime social wise. So there are conditions each and every day, each and every moment we are going through. But because of lack of knowledge or understanding, we start complaining, crying, and we're not showing our patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if any difficulty, any hardship befall on you, think for a moment, this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a reason behind it. I must have done something wrong. I must have mistaken. I must have disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must have committed sin. That's why I have to go through this difficulty. So this realization and this commitment that I have done something wrong, and only way to get out from difficulty, from this situation, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ظَهْرُ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Whatever is happening in the oceans, on surface of the earth, surrounding us, because of the actions and deeds of our own hands. We should not blame anybody. Blame yourself. فَلَا تَلُمُونِي وَلُمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Shaitan, devil, on the day of Qiyamah, everybody will blame him. Oh Allah, because of devil, because of Shaitan, I couldn't wake up for Fajr, he pee in my ear. Why you give him chance? He's going to say, don't blame me. Blame yourself. So, this is the turning point. This is the, like I said last week, yellow card from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You crossed the boundary. Beware. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us in situations, in difficulties, to test our iman and to divert our attention towards Almighty Allah. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove that hardship, that difficulty from our lives. No one else. Allah is only Qadir. Allah has held all the power and ability to remove this situation. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِيكَ. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when I get sick, this sickness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disease comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's only Allah who can remove and grant me cure and shifa. Poverty comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only Allah who can remove the poverty and grant me the wealth. Health is great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only Allah who grant the health. We have to appreciate and we have to make sabr and patience. So, all the Anbiya alayhim salam, this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Anbiya alayhim salam, that whenever they face any kind of trial, any kind of tribulation, any kind of hardship, immediately they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found there are so many occasions, so many events that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically was tortured, mentally was abused, insulted, humiliated in front of the public, in front of the people, just because of the speaking the truth, because of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah. He had to go through. He even told to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that I have been tortured because of my ummah. No other Nabi or Rasul has been tortured to that extent. Severe, you know, conditions fall upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his steadfastness and his istiqama, his sabr, his patience, how he dealt with each and every situation and get away from that through the mercy of Allah. As I said, this is the great sunnah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these events in the Holy Quran for us to learn the lesson. Sheikh Muhammad Mutawalli Sha'rawi is a very great scholar. He said, Ajibtu li arba'in. I feel strange because of these four situations. He said, Yaqfiluna an arba'in. Ajibtu, number one, Ajibtu liman ibtuliya bi ghammin. كيف يغفل عن قول لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. That I feel strange, I surprise when someone has been tested of some worry, some concern, gham, moderation, tension, tension of health, wealth, family problem, job issue, anything, right? He is going through with this situation, but he yaghfilu, he is unmindful. He is not thinking, he is not pondering, why I am in this situation, why I am going through with this trouble. And he forgets that there is the guideline in the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minas salimeen. He is explaining through the incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. When he went away from the people without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he went to the seashore, we know the incident. So one big fish, what was whale or wallahu alam, has swallowed him through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's in the stomach of the stomach, in the stomach of the whale. And now he's surrounded by the darkness of the darkness of the darkness. There is the ocean, which is very dark in the deep. And there is a night time, night is dark, and there is a darkness of the stomach of the fish. And there he realized that why I